This is VOA News. I'm Faith Lapidus. Iran says it has broken a stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear accord. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The state-run IRNA news agency quoted Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif as making the stockpile announcement. The deal had limited Iran to 300 kilograms of uranium enriched to 3.67%. This represents the first time Iran has broken one of the limits set by the 2015 pact with world powers. The announcement comes as tensions remain high between Iran and the US. In recent weeks, the wider Persian Gulf has seen Iran shoot down a US military surveillance drone, mysterious attacks on oil tankers, and Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen launched drones into Saudi Arabia. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Nuclear weapons were also discussed during the impromptu summit Sunday between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump called the meeting very productive and said both countries want to get this thing solved. Trump has repeatedly pointed to potential economic benefits for Pyongyang if it agrees to a deal on its nuclear program. As major demonstrations rocked Hong Kong on the 22nd anniversary of its reunification with China, AP correspondent Kem Moritsugu reports protesters battered their way into the city's legislative complex Monday night.
The protesters have complete run of the building. They have gone into the main chamber, the main meeting room of the legislature. They've climbed on the desks. They have spray-painted slogans on the wall saying we want direct election of our leader. They have pulled down portraits of legislative leaders and smashed them.
AP's Ken Moritsugu. Although the protests coincided with the anniversary of Hong Kong's handover, they were triggered by a controversial legislative bill that would allow for criminal extradition to China. This is VOA News. A group of five heavily armed men Monday carried out a powerful vehicle bomb and gun attack in the Afghan capital of Kabul,